Hello, this is Bold Statements with your hosts, Nick Goshalak and
Harry Montalvo.
With a very special dark guest today. His name is Manny Willis. So Manny Willis, take it away. Tell us a little about yourself.
Hey guys, I'm Manny. Just chilling with a couple of friends of mine here. From Daytona, Florida. I've known these guys for about 6 years and just want to tune in and get things cracking.
Okay, now you have a job, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not on welfare like some of the other...
All right. No, I see where this is going.
No, I'm saying like some of the other people in this world.
No, I see where this is going already.
I don't know. It's fine. But basically, yeah, so you have a job. Can I ask, what do you do?
I am a manager at a Popeyes.
Popeyes fried chicken.
Yes, fried chicken and biscuits.
And now can everybody can you tell the audience what color skin you are?
Oh, I don't even think I'll make it to round one.
All right. Anyway, he is black. All right. First topic of the night during Monday Night Football during halftime, we got our first look at The Force Awakens, Star Wars. We all saw the trailer at this point. I'm sure as everybody else has as well. Your take, your thoughts, your opinion.
I thought it was magnificent. Like, just seeing Star Wars taken to a new level. Like, it just looks like the cinematography's better. Definitely different from the prequels where there was an over-reliance on CGI everything. We actually see these real sets. Yeah, you know, looks like they're focusing more on characters and the acting didn't look as wooden or stiff as some in the prequels. So I'm all for it. I'm excited. I cannot wait to watch it.
Do you think Han's wearing a diaper in this one, or?
What do you think?
Chewie, I need a change.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, do you think there's a lack of black characters in Star Wars, or do you think Finn's going to be the savior, Manny?
I've never really been the biggest Star Wars guy. Of course, I've seen all the films, and I like them, but I'm not the hugest fan. So I guess you could say I kind of don't really give a shit if they really incorporate that.
All right, take it easy. You can take it fucking easy.
I mean, I think there's a lack of diversity in Hollywood.
What are you talking about?
Well, no, I mean
I'd like to see... I'm not just saying black. Like, you know, it'd be nice to get some other people in there. Star Wars Rogue One actually has, like, Felicity Jones, who's white, Forrest Whitaker, black.
Can he properly see? I always thought his wandering eye would be a problem.
Diego Luna is Spanish, and then Riz Ahmed, who's like Middle Eastern. It's like, and then Donnie Yen, Chinese actor, is in it.
So, why does he have to be Chinese?
I'm just saying they're obviously going for more diversity instead of just a long time ago in a white galaxy far, far away.
Well, Lando was black.
Well, yeah, he sprinkled in a few.
I mean, we can sit there and say all that, but you gotta understand the movie was made back in a time where, you know.
You didn't want that in
America was mostly populated.
I mean, Richard Pryor was popular then.
He was mostly populated with black and white people.
And look where he is now. He's dead. So, I don't know what that.
We all die eventually.
Obviously.
We all die eventually.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes, you know, your skin. Anyway, yeah, so basically it's a big event. Everybody got really excited about
the trailer?
It.
Trailer?
Yeah. And
it looked great.
Too bad Richard Pryor couldn't be around to see it, right?
And Kylo Ren's voice was a concern because Bane in The Dark Knight Rises, his voice was just terrible. So hearing Kylo Ren...
Dr. Pavel! Oh, Dr. Pavel!
Bane, please!
Are you the only one who can disarm this bomb?
Yes.
I'm Gotham's reckoning.
All right. Now that Kylo Ren, we know he's got a good voice, I'm all for it. I'm all in.
I've always been a bigger fan of the villains in Star Wars more than the good guys. And yeah, this one here looks real good.
Okay.
Real good. You hesitated. I was expecting some good word to pop up. Yeah.
It's a proper real fucking review good. From Manny over here.
Good looking girl. I got a little texty text, so we'll continue. We'll continue.
Disrespecting the podcast here.
So it's fine, I guess. That's, you know, that fucking entitlement we've talked about on previous podcasts. Okay, speaking of entitlement, do you think Lamar Odom deserves to wake up or deserve to woken up?
Why not?
Fuck him.
Honestly, I think he's a piece of trash. You know,
Come on.
<think.
laughs> Do you know him personally?
I know enough.
Do you know him personally?
I know enough with that shitty reality show and his awful NBA career.
He actually has a pretty good NBA career
for your business.
Oh, you mean all the other players doing their part and him kind of...
Well, he was a role player. He wasn't a role superstar. Player.
Yeah, so, I mean, his role was on the bench.
No, he started.
He started always. He always started.
I'm a Laker fan, all right? He was useless.
No,
he really wasn't. Him and Kobe were like...
Okay, you take Kobe out of the equation, they're going to win their...
Well, yeah, but if you take Lamar out, they're going to have even less chance of winning.
They would have an easier chance replacing Lamar than they would have Kobe.
Exactly. There's only one or two good NBA players in the league. You have to have those... decent role players.
Lamar Odom was took trash. Out Dwight Howard from the Magic at the time, or he took out the doggone Dwayne Wade from Miami Heat.
Let's rewind a second. Doggone. I haven't heard that word used
in language.
Doggone.
Language, Willis.
Watch your mouth. Okay, but basically Lamar Odom is trash.
No.
I
don't
know. And I think, he's not, you know, trash. Natural. Okay, here's a thought. Do you think when he woke up, like, do you think the nurses, like, who were surrounding him, did you think he maybe thought that was still part of, like, the brothel he was at? So, like, he woke up, he's like, oh, they changed their costume, now they're nurses. So, like,
trying to fuck
him. Yeah, he's trying to, like, run around the hospital, trying to fuck him, like,
motorboat their titties.
Let me get their titties.
Mr. Odom.
Was it herbal Viagra? Your thoughts on herbal Viagra?
I don't know. I haven't had it. I'm not 40.
All right, moving on. There's some interesting things happening in the political world right now, and looks like Joe Biden may be taking over as the Democratic nominee.
No. People don't know enough about
that
guy.
He still hasn't announced running. Has he announced it?
He hasn't announced it, but MSNBC has reported he's expected to announce his decision on running in 48 hours. Most likely it's a yes.
So basically, like, it's almost inevitable, like...
I mean, I guess.
Okay, well... Anyway, do you think this was a good idea, possibly, you know, with Joe Biden maybe waiting?
I don't think he should run. I really don't. I really don't think he should run.
I think he made an ass out of himself.
Okay, listen, how many... Answer this. How many vice presidents have actually run for presidents and won? There's a lot that have taken over.
That's true.
How many have actually ran and then won? But other than the first, like, 10 presidents. Yeah, but with that,
Biden,
really
I don't
happen.
Even think it even goes with that. I think just Biden's an idiot.
We don't know enough about the guy to tell
really
want
to vote
for. But
every time he was on TV, anytime he was, like, ever, like, featured somewhere, he was just making an ass
really
out of himself.
It. Like, to the general public, what did he do?
Nothing.
Just talked
exactly.
A lot.
Yeah.
He's like, we don't.
What
no
does
one
the
knows.
Vice president do anymore?
And I don't, you know, I think
shut up the schools.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah,
to middle schools.
Yeah,
for eighth grade dances and shit like that.
All right,
he's the chaperone.
I don't know
if
Biden's a chaperone.
Honestly, he might as well have been.
The vice president is a fucking useless position, in my opinion.
Honestly, they really got to think that position through a little bit more. Like, what do they really need?
They probably have
Why not just do another election? Like, have a temporary person be president. Just for like a month, and then bring in someone else. After, like, if a president dies, why a VP?
Well, no, because there's a chance man
a pecking
there.
Order.
They should at least run for vice president.
But listen, you know what? They didn't have all other cabinet members before. You know, so the vice president really had a big, important job. And then they get the Secretary of State, Defense, Treasury. You know, the vice president is like null and void now.
Honestly, I would really hate to be the vice president.
Me too.
Just fucking do shit.
I mean, you'd probably be hoping
you're number two for 8 years.
You're always considered
the
number two.
And then you're probably like, you're probably facing guilt because you're like, oh, I hope the president dies. But then you're like, oh, I shouldn't be thinking like that. But you know it's crossed their mind.
You know, like,
before.
Okay, listen.
Come on, you know they hope that when they fantasize about, oh, like, the president dying so that one day they get their shot.
They wake up every morning. One day.
Yeah.
Every time the president coughs, they're like, huh? Cancer?
Is that blood in there or what? Blood in the handkerchief?
I should go check with the doctor. No,
it's fine. Listen, when have you ever, like, listened to her, like, Vice President Biden decided, you know, he's, like, made a rule or some shit like that.
Biden helps with.
Yeah. But not just that.
I'm going to write a headline at all with Biden.
Any vice president.
Dick Cheney. Well, Dick Cheney, I think, would be the most influential vice president.
Well, I don't even know. The only headline I can remember of Dick Cheney was him shooting someone.
Well, of course. But there was always that, like, you know, it's that common thing of, like, Dick Cheney was running... the country, actually. Like, it was always his ideas, and it was, like, Bush kind of following
him. Well, there were those rumors, but, like, we don't know anything about Biden.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, Cheney was probably the only one who actually did...
Gore did a lot when he was under Clinton. And he technically won the election in 2000.
Is it also funny Monica Lewinsky was under Clinton at some point or another?
She was the vice president.
Yeah. Do you think Bill Clinton took a number two on Monica Lewinsky?
Why would he take a number two?
Because you just said, like, Monica Lewinsky was vice president, and I was like, gee, and that's the number two. And I was like, do you think it was a sexual activity? Do you think it ever escalated to a point when it got so dirty that he took a number two on
it? I think it was just oral sex.
Nice big stick. Okay, moving on. Do you think, who's gonna win the presidency? Who's your number one guy right now? If it had to end tomorrow and you had a vote.
I would say Hillary Clinton. I want Bernie Sanders, personally.
And I know Manny over here wants Ben Carson.
I don't know who that is.
He's the black...
No, that Bernie Sanders guy, I like what he stands for. I like him a lot, man. That's what it should all be about, not having corporate sponsor you and you making decisions based on that.
I like Bernie Sanders. He wants to raise minimum wage, lower the cost of tuition for colleges.
Well, I don't want to give him that minimum wage thing right now, but yeah.
All right, let's get on it.
No, I really don't want to.
Let's get on to minimum wage. Let's go.
I don't think that minimum wage needs to be raised unless they're going to cut all extra benefits that are not unnecessary.
All right.
If you raise minimum wage and you cut out the Medicaid, you cut out the Section 8, you cut that nonsense out.
Well, then how would you live then?
Yeah. I would live.
Let me ask Section 8.
I would live just fine.
Are you aware that most countries that have a higher minimum wage than us are economically better?
Yeah. Okay, but listen though, do they have the exact same government spending? We spend so much money on supporting those that don't want to work. Do they do the same thing?
I'll tell you, this nation's problem with our economy is that we spend more on our military than the next 10 or 11 countries combined.
But we're a powerful nation. Who would ever dare?
I'm sure we shaved off $2 trillion on the budget that we spent on the military.
How much money do we spend on ourselves? On unnecessary things. It's important to have a strong infrastructure. You never know what the next man's going to be thinking.
When China is second, and it doesn't even come close to the United States. I'm just saying, shave off $1 trillion and it, you know, do wonders. And you'd
chicken,
still be
the Chinese,
by far
the Chinese
powerful,
chicken.
Still be by far the most powerful country.
Which we are.
No.
But we're not economically number one.
Yeah.
Because look at what we're doing. We're become. It's we're.
No, because we fuck over.
We're self destructing ourselves.
No, it's wages. Having a lower minimum wage results in the middle class also having lower wages.
You raise minimum wage, you cut all the extra nonsense, and then it'll balance out.
Because you know what's funny? Is when I hear people go, oh, I don't want minimum wage raised to 10 an hour, or even like the people who say like 15, because I work my job that I went to school for, and I only earn 15 an hour. And it's like, oh, damn, well, if you went to Australia, you'd be making less than
minimum wage. And I agree with that 100%. I agree with that 100%. But listen, though, you want to give a person...
Everyone's wages need to be raised, middle class and lower class.
I'm saying, okay, but...
Sitting back and letting them banter.
You really want to give a person, and I keep bringing up the same argument because it's the best one there is, because I work with it. You really want to give a woman that decided to lay on her back, got 4 kids that she knew she couldn't take care of, she barely takes care of them, she's never home to watch them, she gets a check for each and every one of them, which is probably why she had 2 of them, and you want her to make $15 an hour for that? She pays $8 a month for housing? She gets $400 a month in food stamps? And you want to give her $15 an hour?
Because why should the people of previous decades in the United States have had it better than this generation now? Why fuck over our generation now? If you adjust the minimum wage from the 1960s, it is $10.50 an hour. And also, if you actually adjust it in regards to the cost of living as well,
$10.50 an hour,
the equivalent would be $21 an hour.
They did not. Once again, I understand what you're saying 100%. I feel like you're not listening to what I'm saying.
All right, just
how much of that government funding do we have back
then? Let's not anger the black guy on the podcast. We don't need a Ferguson up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Whoa, wee! All right. Going on.
All right, yeah, going on. Are you guys done with your political...
agree to disagree.
No, it's not even that, because
Deshaun just doesn't understand, you know, other countries are better than us because they pay their people better.
I agree with what he's saying. I do agree with what he's saying. I've said it like 4 times already. I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, but because the shitty people do it, so we take away So, you, same philosophy of, oh, we need to ban guns because of the crazy people that use them. Why
that's not what I'm saying. Gear? My view, and I'll say it one more time. My view is that if we raise minimum wage, we have to cut out all the government help. That's my view.
No, we don't have to cut out all the government help.
We have to cut out a good amount.
A good amount of the government help. Yes, I'll agree on that. Not all of it.
I'm not saying that. I do agree that minimum wage should maybe possibly be a little higher, but it if you raise minimum wage and then you keep all these benefits, we're going to go even further into debt than we already are as a country. It's you know?
All right, let's move on. We can talk about the Gilmore Girls. They're back on Netflix. Who's excited?
Never watched it.
All right, moving on. Tracy Morgan returned to SNL it's been like almost over a year and a half now since this big car accident with the Walmart truck.
Was it really a year ago that happened?
It was just a little over a year. Yeah, and it's
a long time. I feel like that was like last month.
No, he was apparently injured and stuff like that, but I think that was a little bit more of a play on, so he'd get bigger settlement with Walmart. And now, ever since that was settled, he's been more on TV and stuff. And he seems
out of check.
Yeah, he seems fine now. So I don't. You know.
Well, you know.
Oh, just you know. It's a typical. It's a typical.
Oh
you know.
No. Typical what? Just stop.
No, it's just a typical ploy for like somebody to make money off.
What kind of?
And of course, he's black. So
I knew it. I knew it.
He's a scum bucket.
Man, how do you put up with this?
It's hard.
Yeah, I can't put up with it either. All these, you know, he's entitled son of a bitch.
No.
What?
Just, no.
Oh, okay, so Tracy Morgan.
The views of Harry Montalvo and Manny Willis do not coincide with the views of Nicholas Gosholm.
Well, they better start, because we're getting trampled on by the black race. And we're going to wake up one day, 6 feet, covered in shit, wondering what the hell happened.
In no way, form, or fashion, black people are so ignorant right now that we get distracted by the smallest of things. It's like you throw a monkey a ball and it'll distract them from,
wait a minute, why is it gotta be a monkey?
All types of nonsense. It's ridiculous. Wow! It's ridiculous. I got people that'll be on Facebook 24/7 and just won't better their lives. It's ridiculous.
What the hell's a Fetty Wap? Can somebody explain to me what that is?
Fetty Wap, a nice guy. Nice guy. Rides bikes.
Moving on, Eddie Murphy returned to the stage to accept, I believe, a Mark Twain Award, and in doing so,
what the fuck is a Mark Twain Award?
It's kind of like almost it's almost a lifetime achievement award. It's kind of like, you know, you helped
just something just irrelevant
influence, I guess maybe, but basically, yeah, he hasn't done stand up in forever, I think over 20 years, and he did his first joke on stage, and it was pretty much a Bill Cosby type joke, and he did his like Bill Cosby impression and everything. And
was it a Bill Cosby rape joke or a Bill Cosby 1980s joke?
It was basically him saying like he got the award and he was looking at it and he's like, wow, they made Bill Cosby give this back. And then he was talking about how like, wow, you know it's bad when they're making you give back your trophies and stuff like that.
That doesn't even seem funny.
Well, it's
Eddie Murphy hasn't been funny for quite some time.
He really hasn't.
Yeah.
Probably since The Haunted Mansion.
And honestly, I think he is finally...
Whoa, what? Probably since The Haunted Mansion?
I don't think there's ever been a more...
You count The Haunted Mansion as funny?
I don't think there's ever been more offensive statement on this podcast than The Haunted Mansion being a funny movie.
Yeah.
It was.
I mean, how about since the 80s? Since Beverly Hills Cop or
the
something?
Fucking worst.
I mean, damn. I mean, Shrek he was good in, but that was it.
In the morning, I'm making fried chicken.
Okay, go to the next.
Eddie Murphy, though, did say he's done taking movies for a paycheck. I guess he kind of admitted that he...
Yeah, but he fucking finally realized he can't act. So he's not going to take money.
That movie Meet Dave?
Eddie Murphy in Meet Dave. That was the tagline.
That was so...
Well, I'll do you one better. I'll raise you Meet Dave with...
The Adventures of Pluto Nash?
No, actually, I was going to say Norbit.
Oh, Norbit. What you talking about, Norbit?
The African-American
that's
community,
not the,
actually.
Yeah, that's not even...
Fucking Harry knows absolutely nothing about the black culture.
I like how he's like, oh, the views of this podcast aren't shared. And then, like, he goes off on a, what you talking about, Norbit? A typical black.
No, that's not.
Black.
Quote.
Fucking catchphrase.
Raspusha?
He doesn't fucking.
The name was Raspusha.
He doesn't fucking know anything about the black culture. At least Nick knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, at least I have a little more of a history.
What are you talking about, Norbit?
Like, you know, I've seen Roots. Bless you.
I saw 12 Years a Slave. It was my favorite movie.
I've seen Django Unchained.
Yeah, so have I. How do I not know about the culture? Ying Yang Twins.
Ludacris. T.I.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you bring up something from the last,
the notorious B.I.G.?
The last 5 years? No, because all the rap fucking sucks.
Not just rap.
I'm Fetty Wap!
Fetty? Yeah, that was just as bad as Harry. No one says Fetty Wap like that.
Fetty Wap!
I can't fucking take it.
Fetty Wap!
All right.
What about white culture? You know, like...
America,
do you know
America.
Star Wars characters? No.
That's not white culture. That's nerds. That's not white culture. Do I know Star Wars characters? Fuck off and die. That's not fucking.
To white be fair, culture. Luke Skywalker is white.
Okay, yeah. I do know,
I do know
at least the main characters of the Star Wars franchise.
So, and I know Norbit and Respucia.
So we're going to sit here and believe.
You didn't even know Eddie Griffin was in it.
We're talking about Vader. You don't even know. That doesn't happen anywhere in the movie.
I don't mind.
It's because fucking Billy Dee Williams was in it. Doesn't mean you know about black culture.
Lando Calrissian was a delight on film.
Lando.
Okay, let's talk about a little rap. What's your take on the rap scene today? And has it gotten better? Has it gotten worse? Has it stayed the same?
Rap is awful.
Awful. Do you think we're heading in a maybe?
But listen, we can't just say rap is awful. A lot of forms of genre of music are awful nowadays. Just from rock.
To be honest, rock has died.
Music in general is really
boring. Yeah, music in general is just dying.
You don't have anyone nowadays that actually makes their own music.
Yeah, everything's computer-based.
Well, because the stuff that makes money is just shit. And if you're not making money, probably the
Remember the times of looking at the back of an album and seeing written by the actual artist?
Written by
Paul McCartney, written by Freddie Mercury, you know, Steve Perry.
I'll scratch Steve Perry out of the list.
I mean, you still have rock people that do that. Coldplay, Chris Martin.
The last true rock band out there is the Black Keys. That's the only modern rock band.
Rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. They're actually trying to make music with instruments and not focusing more
A lot of rock people got too light too, and
rock became like so many sub genres. It became like acid rock, alternative rock.
I just don't even know.
Rap is just becoming
it's become just guttural sounds.
Yeah,
it becomes sounds. Like, I don't know. Like,
and the beats all sound the same.
Beats are terrible.
It's not like the classic beats we used to get.
I mean, I gotta admit, I like Southern beats better than East Side or West Side beats. I really do. I like a nice.
You like the trap style?
Yeah, I like the trap style. See, Nick knows. Nick knows.
There you go.
I'm a music lover, but a black hater. No, I'm just kidding. I tipped my beer to Manny. You can't see that, but I did.
I'm a music lover, but a black hater. That was clever.
All right, let's get that hashtag. I'm a music lover, but a black hater.
That's trending on Twitter.
I'm going to start putting that at the bottom of all my pictures. Hashtag music lover, but black hater.
Okay, but anyway, yeah. I think music is in a really terrible direction. I don't think the black people are helping much with their rendition of rap music nowadays.
White people aren't helping either.
I'm not gonna sit here and disagree with you on that. I don't think Eminem has really helped the cause much. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Macklemore.
Everybody.
All right.
Don't take my hand. Don't take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Okay, the shooting at ZombieCon left one person dead, 4 critical, and apparently 2 raped.
I mean, how many more shootings do we need in 1 week even, just for them to realize?
This has become almost as ceremonial as a movie coming out on Fridays. Like, yeah, it's almost, really it's like every couple days.
Can we like really discuss the 2 rapes? That's the part I want to really cover.
Like, it's like, oh, let's look up box office results. Oh, let's look up the latest shooting. Like, it's just another thing.
Well, apparently they were violated, so I don't know.
Are they really? Is this true?
Look, Deshaun, or Manny, I'm sorry. We know him as Deshaun.
Yeah.
Bacon cheese. But Manny over here mentioned when we brought up the ZombieCon shooting that 2 were raped. I don't know where he got his news from. Maybe Ebony Magazine or or Esquire or some
Essence
or
what the fuck is Esquire?
I don't fucking know. It's a magazine, I think. I don't know if it's a black one.
You love the black magazine, but you ain't black.
Look, I try to catch up on my black stuff so I don't get you know robbed one of these days. I try to see what the common
Esquire.
Like, I'm a Denzel Washington fan. Esquire. I like Sidney Poitier. Or
I'll get Esquire.
Cuba Gooding was solid in the two films he was. Alright, basically, yeah, so, ZombieCon, one dead.
It's just, can we get better regulations? It's enough at this point. There's shootings left and right.
We could talk about this till we're black in the face. I mean, blue in the face. But, basically, we just need to stop with the
can I leave the podcast?
I'll need to take Black Death with you. No. Seriously, though, I think the guns and stuff. I think there needs to be more regulation on it, I think. You know, a lot of, like, southern crazies have gotten their hands on guns, and I don't think it's...
What can you really do, though? There you go, Harry. Pop some ideas out. What can you do to regulate it?
I don't want to ban guns. I just think you can better regulate it by...
Do some more, testing. More background... Yeah, like, more
background checks.
Details in background checks. Like, mental history. Mental, you know, stability.
They should be screened by, like, a psychiatrist.
And maybe every, like, 6 months, every 3 months or something, they have to get reevaluated.
Just to go and get my permit, I have to be reevaluated
what reason do you need an AR-15? There's no reason.
Yeah, you're 100% right about that.
Do you need to hunt with that?
I've been thinking, like, a simple solution is just putting an insurance on a gun.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned
that. It would
that
make you think twice about, do I really need this gun? It would make people, instead of just doing blind crimes, being like, you know what? I really do need this gun for certain purposes.
I don't know, man. We got enough bills already. Jesus. Another bill?
But that would help with regulation, I think.
Yeah. How?
Because people would be like, oh, another fucking...
Because if you harm another human being, accidental or intentional, there should be an insurance company for that fucking gun who will cover, like, damages and losses.
But I still feel like, you know, if somebody's crazy enough to want to get a gun, they're still going to get that gun and pay the insurance.
But you know what? Here's the point, though, because there's good drivers out there that don't fuck up everything, but they still got to have insurance because of the bad drivers that fuck up everything.
Yeah.
So, yes, I mean, people will be upset at first, but after a while, it'll just be natural.
But I just think there needs to be a little bit more details going into the background searches. Why do you need 14 guns?
Yeah.
Why do you need 15 guns? There's no need. That's the pretty much the answer here.
It sucks that's the one, like, you know, law in the Constitution that was written so long ago that just, you know, the right to bear arms. Yeah, you could fire one or two bullets in a minute back in that day. When they wrote that.
Yeah.
You could the
right to a pair of bare arms.
Bare arms were a good weapon. You put them on, you slip them on, they have claws on, you just claw somebody's fit. Alright,
getting hairy.
Moving on, we can talk about... The Nation Awakes, the first
Film coming out. It's actually animated.
Pakistani superhero film. Sounds like something I will never ever watch.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna watch it, to be totally honest with you.
I think it's gonna bomb.
Really interested.
Oh my gosh. That was nice.
What's not nice? People dying in 9/11. Thanks, guys.
Really interested. That wasn't Pakistan, though.
Thanks, Middle East.
That wasn't Pakistan.
All right, let's get it going on Twitter. Hashtag thanks, Middle East.
No.
Name the biggest problem in the world, and then hashtag it with thanks, Middle East.
Listen, the name of their superhero movie is The Nation Awakes. That just sounds kind of rebellious.
Do you think they're trying to take?
Maybe the filmmaker is like rebellious. Did you see
the uniform? He has a star. He has a star.
Star
like,
David.
Like, no, what the fuck?
He's a Jew!
They're talking about Captain America on his arm. On each of his arms, there's like a star in the middle of it.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
And he's green at the green. Basically,
every
kind of
country deserves their own superheroes.
Do you think they're trying to milk off the success of Force Awakens?
who's gonna
Force
be
Force Awakens, Force Awakens.
The Marvel movies?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm most likely Marvel. Who's gonna be the villain, I wonder? Probably America.
Probably probably America, yeah. Probably
the villain will be like an American scientist that goes to Pakistan. Yeah.
John Williams, John Harrison.
They will be very
John Nicholas, Smith. Nicholas Cage.
Nicholas Cage.
What are you doing?
Put the bunny in the bed.
Put the Pakistani down.
Well, anyway. Yeah, so your thoughts on Nicolas Cage as an actor?
That's very random. Awful.
You didn't like him in Con Air?
Didn't like him in anything.
You didn't like him in The Wicker Man?
You didn't like him in The Family Man?
Never seen that.
You liked Family Man? With Don Cheadle?
Yep.
Don Cheadle. You know Don Cheadle? Manny?
Don't let him Don have any moments.
Don Cheadle?
I think Nicolas Cage is a good character actor, but he tried to be a leading man when he wasn't. And that's where it went wrong for him.
Why do you think he still continues to make movies?
Same reason they all do.
No.
I don't think he has a passion
for
acting.
Not all. Daniel Day-Lewis does like one movie every 5 years.
I'm talking about the same reason the same type of actors like Nicolas Cage all do.
Oh, okay. Just paycheck?
Paycheck. Well, we just talked about Eddie Murphy.
Well, Eddie Murphy, I feel like
he
actually
feels... Samuel L. Jackson's deal. Why is he in... Literally 3 movies a year now.
He probably loves making movies.
He really is a draw. I mean, Sam Jackson, I mean, he has a big following.
I did not like his role in, what was that movie with the spies?
Kingsman.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
You didn't like his villain?
The lisp was so awful.
I liked him.
Come on.
I was a fan.
You weren't a
fan? I did not like that.
It's a little shocking to Sean or Manny that you don't like the Sam Jackson,
Here we go again.
No, I'm just surprised because Sam Jackson has such a big history of great films like Pulp Fiction.
True. Okay.
What do you mean? What do you think I meant?
Nothing.
What's your fucking problem?
Yeah. What's your deal, dude?
My problem.
What are you always fucking implying things?
This guy's been racially degrading you this whole podcast, and you're gonna get my case.
Excuse me.
I've had your side, Deshaun.
Harry, this fucking guy.
The fucking nerve of you, dude.
Wow. Really? You're really going to pull that? Okay, well, let's talk about something more positive. Scott Kelly's 387 days in space. Longest human in space.
It's pretty dark out in space.
Yeah, it's really dark.
I go crazy.
I don't think they could even see you, man.
I knew it. I could just feed him a small bone and he'll take it. There was no need for me to say it's dark out there.
I just wanted
to see him feed off of
it. Yeah, I was like, great.
You think they have fried chicken out there in space? Or collard greens? Or maybe
collard. You don't know what you're saying. Don't say it. Don't try to, stick to what you know. Collie greens?
Yeah, what the hell's collie, dude?
Oh, sorry for being a little bit lighter than the bunch here.
Collie greens.
Alright, name your favorite black food. Go.
Favorite black, like soul food?
Yeah. Dark food.
Probably really would be fried chicken.
Chitlins?
No, I don't like chitlins. It's more horrible.
Got some chitlins! Got some cornbread, chitlin!
So you don't like cornbread?
No, I love cornbread.
Like
that's
cornbread?
That's not a food item. Who doesn't want to eat that all day?
You like mac and cheese?
That's not soul food.
Like
that's
potato,
actually a Great Depression food.
You like potato wedges?
Potato wedges is not... Well, you're not even naming soul food items. Like,
like sweet potatoes?
Are not just making...
You like gravy?
You sound like Harry now.
What are you drinking down with? Some Kool-Aid and... some Hennessy?
That's gonna be another hashtag. We're talking about Norbit.
That's the episode title.
Which talk? Okay.
Talking about Norbit.
It's like ahead of yourself, Harry, on the producing choices. All right, but yeah, Scott Kelly. We didn't really talk about the white man, who has the record for the longest tenure in space, 387 days.
I'd go crazy.
Well, yeah. Do you think that plays into a?
I mean, we'll have to see when he comes back if he's fine.
Do you think? You would leave your family like that for that long?
To go into space? That seems ridiculous.
He's not really... I mean, look, going into space is a big deal, but I think he's not really doing all too much out there. He's just kind of chilling in the space station.
Yeah, but, like, when he comes back to Earth, he's going to be... It's going to feel weird.
He's also
going to
be older, I think, right?
Older?
I think he's going to be technically older, right? With relativity or something? Like, a couple seconds or minutes early?
Oh, really?
Something like that, I read. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so would you go into space?
Not for that long.
No?
No.
Would you colonize Mars?
If there was an opportunity to, that'd be cool.
What's your take on space? Do you think it's something that we should explore more of, or do you think we should focus more on our own stuff on this planet first?
Civilization explored the seas and found new lands. I feel.
But to be fair, Christopher Columbus robbed the Indians, so do you think we're going to be in danger of repeating the past?
That's true.
At some point or another?
What if we take over a planet?
Yeah. What if we do find life at some point and we just kill it out?
What if Earth is a discovered planet?
Okay, that's not the question I asked.
That's Scientology, Deshaun. Are you a Scientologist now?
What if another Earth?
Elrond over here? Elrond.
What if aliens came here?
It looks like Elrond's shadow. Am I wrong? Elrond's shadow.
Elrond what?
Elrond Hubbard's shadow over here because he's.
That wasn't even creative.
Yeah,
okay. Like I'm trying to feed off the. Okay, there was a big pot march for legalization in Dallas.
No, just legalize it already.
Do you think marijuana has, like, benefits medicinally?
Probably really not.
I mean, if, like, I know it's gonna sound dumb, but if Buddy Dyer, like, supported it and had facts, I'm sure he didn't just...
But, like, if Buddy Dyer jumped off a fucking bridge, would you think jumping off a fucking bridge would be medically...
No, but I'm just saying, if Buddy Dyer's a... He's an Orlando lawyer.
He has solid proof.
Solid facts.
He's an Orlando lawyer that...
Jump off a fucking bridge would be a better job. Yeah, I might jump off a fucking bridge.
I mean, I have no idea of the facts, so...
I mean, I've lived in Los Angeles, where it is medicinally.
Have you been to Colorado yet, or Washington, where it's actually like legal for recreational use?
No.
I wonder how that is. I wonder how it is.
There. You can get in like vending machines. It's like super like ridiculous.
I think the best reason to legalize it is honestly that the states that have
when they have taxed it,
yeah,
you know how much money they're making. It's ridiculous.
And they're putting it into good causes like education.
Yeah, putting it to school.
It'll reduce crime too.
A
lot of people locked up for just having weed. It's so ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it would reduce crime. A lot of black males.
That's fine.
You want to touch upon that?
Well, the black males, I think, you know, made their bed, now they have to lie in it. You know what I'm saying?
So, how about that? If they do legalize it, what happened in Colorado? Did anybody know? Did they pardon all those people?
I don't know.
I would imagine they'd have to work out something.
I would be fierce if I'm in jail for 30 years.
I'm still sitting in there.
I think if you commit a crime before it is...
It's still, you have to rule it.
Yeah, I think you still have to honor the sentence.
Oh, wow, that sucks.
I believe that's right for some reason.
Yeah.
Man, that really sucks.
Well, I guess, you know, you gotta think about what you do, black people.
Any people.
Manny was bringing up black people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. He did.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, so watch your fucking tone.
All right.
Yeah, so I think pots, I think it's a good... It's at least better than prescription medication. I mean, let's be honest here. Not to say you can't get addicted to marijuana, but I think it's definitely a lot easier to get addicted to pain medication.
You can get addicted to marijuana.
You can get addicted to anything, man,
there's
honestly.
There's some prescription medication that obviously doesn't have too harmful of effects, but there's a lot that people just
abuse.
You read about,
I know a lot of people personally who are, you know, have their issues and stuff like that, and I see what it does, you know, so it's, I think marijuana is probably the safer choice out of those routes. I mean, I personally, if my son or daughter or mother or anybody related to me was going through something, I think that would be maybe my first choice. I really wouldn't want to put them on different chemicals and prescriptions that are probably going to make them worse in the long run. So, that's just my take on it. I think we should just be taxed from every state.
Also, there should honestly be, you know, seeing as it's legalized in some states, scientific experiments more on, you know... helpful benefits of it.
Well, I mean, they try, but then the government usually shuts all that stuff down because they don't want to face the facts that it is less harmful than what they're making it out to be. I mean, it's a class 4 drug with, like, heroin and everything else. I mean, that's a little bit ridiculous. I mean, how about you put your prescription drugs in there instead of the marijuana, because that's what it is.
Good point.
Speaking of things you could probably see on prescription medication, but there was a floating city, apparently, in China that was apparently documented 2 months ago.
Yeah, I saw the video.
But man, only has come to surface today. So, your thoughts on why the wait?
I mean,
hearing this, or like...
Sorry for the wait.
You're sorry.
The wait is probably just the result of... We don't get Chinese news. It was obviously just something reported.
Okay, but let's just scratch that whole point right there, you dumb bastard, because the a floating city is universal through any language.
Yes, but I'm saying we don't get all of, like, we don't, if it was in America, it'd be a lot bigger.
Yeah, but listen, a floating
it would happen
city
right away.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not gonna cut around it. It's a fucking floating city.
Interesting, cool things don't get picked up by major news websites.
Like what?
Just because?
You don't know any because there's none that big.
No, there's been times I'm like, why hasn't this been explored?
Anything huge would definitely make it to like a major news website.
I mean,
hey, a floating fucking city.
To be honest, some people,
a floating city. Yeah. It took 2 months for the floating city to happen.
It's so crazy. I bet a lot of people just think it's fake.
That's a good point, too.
Yeah.
I would assume that.
It's so crazy that it probably just gets scoffed at.
Well,
but it is legitimate.
They are.
Legitimate.
There's a video, there's pictures. It's been trending over the place. And this goes off just the heels off a discovery by...
It's being described as a mirage, but it's like thousands of people see this thing. It was captured on camera. Looks like buildings in the clouds.
And again, I was... Before you interrupted my point, I was trying to make a point.
It looks like buildings.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Clouds.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Like, wow.
Can I finish?
Right. Yeah, sorry.
So basically,
yeah,
this
cool
comes
thing
off
about it, Harry, is like, when you look at it, you almost
you know, they honestly, they lock people up like you for what you just did. You know, 50 years ago, you drink it out of a different water fountain. Basically, though, yeah, the city floating, I think... lost my train of thought here. Some could say it's been robbed of me. I wonder who stole it.
You guys heard that Guns N' Roses song where he's like, "All you niggas, get out of my way."
No.
The Guns N' Roses.
And wait
song.
A minute, we're gonna have to bleep him.
yeah. Whoa, Deshaun.
To be fair, that's a black person.
There's a Guns N' Roses song, Axl Rose, and like in the song, he's just like, "All you faggots and niggers, get out of my way." I have the song on my Rhapsody.
You can play it, but okay, I think we can only play like 15 seconds of it.
I was
so
hoping you
know, it's 10% of the total song's runtime.
Oh, it is? That's the actual.
Yeah.
Okay, I always thought it was like 15 seconds. Like,
okay.
So if a song's like 30
keep going.
Long,
I'll
you
know,
lucked out.
You got a good.
You got a good 3 minute sample.
That's not bad.
Okay, the name of the song is One in a Million.
One in a Million, Guns N' Roses.
Okay, you guys can go ahead. I'm trying to look.
Yeah, try to scroll through it a little bit. But yeah, going off that topic, there's another song that I've heard, AC/DC, Highway to Hell, has like the same sort of thing. There's a part early on, it's like, she's an N-word on a one-way ride. And it's you can clearly hear it. We could probably
they claim it's something else.
They do, but there's no
but if
way.
If you hear it, it's like, what? I heard on the radio once too, and I was like, did I just
you,
hear that?
You literally take him back once you like.
Yeah.
Actually, you can't unhear it. That's the thing.
I mean, it's kind of like they can claim it's something else, but like, remember that song with Miley Cyrus? It was like, people. There was a controversy. Oh, she's saying Miley or Molly?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And like, the producers were like, oh, we're saying Miley. But then Miley Cyrus came out and was like, no, it was Molly.
Yeah.
So like
it's like the same
AC/DC
sort of thing,
can't
yeah.
Deny it, but it really does sound like it.
I believe Manny's trying to get the song up.
Okay, alrighty. So we will just backtrack. Speaking of, remember that song? What's that guy's name? And then we raped her and killed.
A Warren Zevon. I'm gonna have the Highway to Hell. Just listen to this, guys. Okay, did you hear
it? Does it sound like it? Does it not?
We'll play it again for you. Here, listen closely. Alright,
yeah.
So basically, yeah, I don't want to repeat the N-word, but yeah, I mean, it's clear.
What is it that they claim?
Is it a conspiracy?
Season tickets is the lyric. There's no way. It's no season ticket. She's a nit, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know where. I mean, Manny still can't seem to find.
I thought he kind of interrupted me, so I had to find
the. Manny would stop.
Manny would stop robbing and looting for a second.
If I could hear, it'd be so much easier to find.
He's recording a podcast with us. I'm not sure how he could be doing that.
Why don't you calm down, all right? Why don't you calm down? Yeah. Bastard.
All right, here. I got it yet?
Okay.
Just take a little looky-looky.
Take a little gander. Take a little looky. That's right. Play it again. You catch that? Quick.
Can you turn it up a little more?
Can you fucking shut your mouth
a little more? Yeah, people actually want to fucking hear it.
Yeah.
Stupid
idiot. Don't skimp out on the audio. Bastard. You have the fucking audio.
Police and niggas. That's right.
That's right. So, okay, your thoughts on white bands using the N-word in songs.
Yeah, and I looked it up, and according to Axl Rose, it's not a conspiracy. He actually says it. He says that he was just upset because some black guy shot to rob him.
Okay.
I believe it. How about no one uses the word?
I mean, listen, why are we tabooing the word so badly? Those other words out there, are you trying to taboo every single racist word?
All right, no.
You can't taboo ones because you're afraid that we're going to get angry
not,
and beat
it's
up.
It's not taboo. It's just, if it's offensive for one race to use it, it should be offensive for all races to use it. That's what equality is, not all.
And exactly. So one race should, has the pass. That means on. Either we get rid of Black History Month, or we make a white history month.
Or we get rid of the black
people. So which one? And we have to do one or the other.
Let's just get rid of all the black people. Honestly, we put them in some camps, separate them out, figure out which ones, again, are really providing and helping this country, and, you know, really figure out, you know, what's the plan of action is for these people. Maybe send them back to Africa on the ships they came on. So I don't know.
No, don't do that. We don't want to go back to Africa.
No, it's fine. We can set up some Nike shops out there.
Some Adidas. You don't know anything about black people. You think we're wearing Adidas, but okay.
You could start a Popeye franchise.
I've never seen that, but you seen a new Adidas, bro? Where the Puma's at?
Where Puma's at?
Give me my Fila.
Harry proving he's white by asking where the Fila's at.
What are you talking about, Norma?
That's the shoe Grant Hill had.
What?
A Fila.
Is it Grant Hill half white?
Yeah, and Grant Hill was relevant, 13 years ago?
No, look up Fila.
Yes, I know Fila. I know, yes, you're right. But that's not nothing that anyone wears anymore.
Yeah.
Like FUBU.
All right, who's more dead? Grant Hill's career or Lamar Odom?
Grant Hill retired.
Yeah, but like,
I mean, I'm sure his career
kind of faded out on the Suns. He was a star that just burnt out.
I mean, he was just injured his whole career for pretty much all of it.
In Axl Rose's defense, he says police and niggers. So we're in the same category as the police.
You know, I don't appreciate you using that fucking language on this podcast. We're not a racially charged podcast by any means. And for you to continuously use the N-word.
You just said you wanted all the black people to go to camps. I'd much rather see
summer camp.
I'd much rather hear someone say the N-word summer over and bitch. Over again.
I want them to experience summer camps. I'm sure their parents couldn't afford it.
Earlier you said you're a rap lover but a black hater.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the color black. I just don't think you get hot when you wear it. You get hot real fast.
You're wearing all black right now.
What's the winner?
Don't we have topics to discuss?
Oh, yes. We kind of went through them all, basically.
Really?
Yeah, we were like Jesse Owens. We sped right through them. The first African-American. All right.
NFL.
Well, we can kind of brush up on the NFL. And Harry's not a big sports guy. But yeah, basically, I believe the Patriots, Broncos, Packers are still undefeated in the NFL.
Facebook.
Nobody gives a damn here on the sports podcast. So basically, I'm just gonna tell you what's happening with my favorite team, the Vikings. We won. We're 3-2.
I think here let's talk about something that apparently Facebook will be alerting you when government tries to, what is it, Harry?
To hack onto your account.
Okay. So, you want to elaborate more on that?
I mean, yeah, the same way that if someone tries to log onto your account from another city, they send you a little warning about it.
So what are they going to say? Like, hey, FBI special agent Richardson
tried to log into your account? I mean, I don't know the specifics, but they have said that they're going to start warning on if it, like, state governments and stuff like that are trying to get
How will they account. Know the state governments?
Because they can pretty much sense, like, you know, from your phone, they know your, what's the...
IP address.
Yeah, the IP address. They know your laptop. They're going to see, like, wait a minute, this is a, like, random place, and they're going to know that it's the IP address of
Wouldn't that, government. Like, coincide with the government, though? I'm pretty sure the government would not allow that. Well, I mean, I don't know.
No, Facebook has, like, you know, still freedom of speech. You're still allowed to be like, hey, government's doing this to you.
True. Guess you're right. That's really them saying, like, a really big slap in the face to government. They're like, hey, government, kiss our ass.
I'm just pretty excited.
So if Facebook
gonna,
is doing that,
Apple... It's going to get a lot of those, you know, people locked up, you know what I'm saying?
The criminals?
Yeah. No, he said people, not criminal people. That doesn't make any sense. What people exactly are you talking about, Nick?
Really? You're setting him up?
The people, you know, the people who just don't seem to give a shit about the white people. You know, the people who are just killing the music industry. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Rappers.
Well, you mean like Macklemore and Eminem, or you use referring to a specific type of rapper?
You know, I'm really looking at the more dark skinned ones. I'm thinking like the Fetty Waps and the Dr. Dre's and the
Dr. Dre. That's the kind Tupac's. Of rap. That's the kind of rap you like, though,
huh?
That's the kind of rap you like.
I don't. I approve of his rap, but I don't approve of his egotistical black ego. You know, I want to have headphones.
What is a black ego exactly, Nick?
Like, I deserve all this money and fame.
What do you mean
exactly? I basically just put my name on headphones.
What do you mean by black?
Basically, he used his name in the rap community and the black community, which gave him his fame, to pretty much, in a sense, milk them for all they have for headphones and shoes.
Shoes? What shoes? There's no shoes by Dre.
let's not...
What are you talking about, Norbit?
Anyway, yeah. Basically, I just don't think the black ego is helping anything in nowadays.
What you just about, Norbit?
What you talking about, Dr. Dre? Them Beats headphones are $300.
Yeah, man.
But the government only gives me $200, so how am I supposed to afford them?
I'll just sell some fucking weed.
And then they get arrested and then they go back to where, you know.
Harry will raise my minimum wage to $15 an hour if I can afford shoes and stuff and not to pay full amounts of rent. And I can just abort my kids every time I have kids. You know, this girl came into the job one day. She had a kid.
Turned about abortion now.
They're sitting there having a conversation.
There's two of you now.
They're sitting there having a conversation, a casual conversation about ready to get an abortion. They're like, oh yeah, girl, you can go down the street and get an abortion for blah, 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 blah.
$50.
Disgusting. That's bucks. Disgusting. Let's give her $15 a fucking hour so she can afford more abortions. Spit on that fucking theory. I'm sorry.
My God,
I'm so sorry.
The abortion opinion is... Yeah. I don't share the same views on this podcast as...
Now your view.
I'm a little fucking offended now. I'm a little taken back here.
Police and niggas.
I do want to touch on something real quick. As a black person,
Gosh, why can't you just... He's never going to change. You know, it's been six fucking years, and it's the same thing. Holy shit.
I just want to know why there's such a love of Kool-Aid, watermelon, and fried chicken. I need to know.
It's tasty. Fried chicken was invented by you guys. You're going to eat it more than us.
But what is it that makes the stereotype so real?
I mean, are you asking seriously, or are you just being ignorant?
I'm kind of being ignorant. To an extent, but like I'm trying to be like serious about it too. But I am a little like I want to see your view on it. Maybe you know something I don't.
I don't know.
Just Kool-Aid is, you know.
Well, listen. It boils down to what's some of the cheapest meat that you can buy anywhere?
Pork,
chicken. Chicken's the cheapest meat you can buy. It's $3 for a pack of 12 legs or $6 for a pack of, you know, 15 thighs.
Is that Popeye's prices?
No, we pay a lot more money. But listen, though, Harry, don't.
Don't, I was asking you.
He said, I get crapped on, but he doesn't subtly Harry back there.
Yeah. He's one of those ones that, like, you know, they're like racist, but like, they're not all about it.
He's like up front.
No. Like, they'll kill a nigger in the background.
No. And they'll be like, oh, who did that?
That's not true at all. You are a manager of Popeye's, and I was wondering if that's the price
you got. Don't try sugar-coated whitey.
Because it seemed a little cheaper than Publix.
No, Popeye's is much more... Popeye's is probably the most expensive chicken place there is. But listen to what
I'm saying not what customers buy it for. I'm saying what you, like, your store gets.
What do you mean, you?
Oh, we pay $42 a case.
He's the fucking manager. He'd obviously go through the
orders. Oh, yeah, convenient.
No!
Fucking convenient.
I'm asking, like, what the store gets.
These are two conflicting white people. I don't understand. But back to what Nick was saying, listen, and then, you know, Kool-Aid, how much do you know how much a pack of Kool-Aid cost? Normally five packs for a dollar, that's 20 cents. 20 cents.
Do your food stamps cover that, or?
Can you just.
I'm trying. All right, I'm out. Answer your question. That's it.
Why did you just open the door and close it back without leaving?
Harry wanted to create a sense of him leaving the podcast.
I decided to stay.
Yeah, or you decided that you
want to be the insane.
And you know how racist he really got when I showed up. He comes up with the Los Pollos Hermanos shirt to signify fried chicken.
No, I'm he's a probably one of the
most. He's probably one of the most racist.
Me, Nick Oshley speaking. You know, I make a lot of jokes on this podcast, and I try to do it in a light.
Before I even knew I was going to hang out.
No, he knew already.
I think you've done enough damage.
I saw him changing his shirt and putting on that Los Pollos Hermanos shirt.
I think Harry needs to really reconsider his values.
Go join a landscape company.
Because at the end of the day,
what is that supposed to mean? He's supposed to work hard labor.
Yeah, I want to work hard labor my whole life.
1863.
No, Deshaun wanted to invest.
His name's Manny,
and my name is
Willis. Well, when he starts.
His name is Manny Willis.
I'll respect him by saying his real name.
His name is Manny Bacon Cheese Willis. Bacon Cheese. All right, it's been a very racially charged podcast here.
I
want to listen to some of the other ones to see how the race is not probably in them at all.
They're actually,
Nick. You know, that's just Nick.
Okay, what are you saying?
You gotta deal with it, you know?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, he's gonna deal with it.
That's funny at times.
Yeah, I would like to tell some stories of Harry behind closed doors about race.
I can imagine.
But anyway, we'll save that for another podcast. He's one of those
closet races.
Yeah, he is. He is, yeah.
He probably sees the black people that were like, hey, what's up, bro?
He's like, what's up? Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Bruh?
You know, I appreciate Nick's open racism. You know, if you're racist here, just admit it.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's so much more offensive when you keep it to yourself like that. And you just spew your venom in little doses. Because that venom will slowly take over everybody. At least I'm just like, you know what? Hey, here it is.
Remember, hey, money bags.
Hey, money bags.
Can we shine your shoes, please? I throw them a nickel and I get my shoes shined.
Okay.
But on a serious note, though, I don't know what's going on here. I think it's about to end. Thanks, guys, for having me. I really appreciate it.
I was going to actually close you out. Can you...
I'm actually
going to go around and see if you want to plug anything. So, you know, watch your fucking mouth and maybe not have the sense of entitlement.
Plugs?
Anyway, alright, this has been Bold Statements with your host, Nick Goshalak, and the incomparable Harry Montalvo. We'll go around, see if anybody wants to plug anything. Harry?
Nothing.
You don't want to plug your podcast that you're on? Alright, thanks a lot, man.
No, I didn't know I figured they
only... You don't want to plug your Facebook, Snapchat?
Snapchat.
Yeah, plug it.
On Snapchat.
What's your Snapchat?
Harry.Montalvo.
Do you use it or am I going to add you and never see it?
No, I just got it.
Oh, okay. So I will definitely add you.
And there's some talk about you going on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm going to make a Twitter.
And Instagram.
Do you already have Twitter?
No, I've only had Facebook.
Yeah, we're trying to get him on the social media.
I thought Harry had everything.
Nope.
Manny really Bacon Cheese Willis, any plugs for you, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. Follow me on Snapchat at Manny. That's MANNIE_J25. Yeah, like I was saying earlier, thanks guys for having me on the podcast today. I really appreciate it. Two good close friends of mine. And
yes.
Hopefully to see you around, you know?
Yeah, hopefully have you back, sir.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And this is Nick Goshalak. You can follow me on Twitter at Artemis Dingle. Fuck off, dude.
Sorry, just fucking
and yeah, it's been bold statements, and we'll catch you on the flip side. I know that's a catchy black phrase, right?
What you talking about, Norman? No!